The Caribbean Today, a digital news panorama by the Latin American News Agency from Havana, Cuba. This is News on the Dot. Today is Thursday, September 15, 2022. Cuba has the right to live without a U.S. economic blockade, Foreign Minister Bruno Rodriguez said, announcing that in November 2 and 3, his country will once again present a draft resolution to put an end to that policy. In a video on his Twitter account, the minister said that for the 30th time, the Caribbean nation will take to the United Nations General Assembly the proposal to put an end to the blockade, which only in the first 14 months of Joseph Biden's administration caused damages amounting to $6,364 million. This hinders our development and deprives the country of income that could be destined to the welfare of our people, Rodriguez remarked, who stressed that Washington persists in ignoring the claim of the international community and intensified the blockade to unprecedented levels. He added that it causes real and significant damage to the human rights of Cubans and third countries. In this regard, he commented that the unilateral and fraudulent resignation of Cuba as a state sponsor of terrorism reinforces the dissuasive and intimidating impact of this policy of economic asphyxiation, whose marked extraterritorial character affects the legitimate links established by governments, institutions, banks, and businessmen with the Caribbean nation and its citizens living abroad. The Cuba-Switzerland Solidarity Association highlighted the altruistic vocation of the island and its revolution, translated into decades of help to other peoples in various sectors, among which it cited health. The president of the organization's Vaud section, Michel Fleury, told Prensa Latina that the theme of Cuba solidarity was one of the central themes of the recent third conference of the association. The forum highlighted the presentation of Philippe Schut, a member of the association's national coordination, who addressed the altruistic vision of the Caribbean country in a conference entitled "Cuba Does Not Share What It Has Left Over, It Shares What It Has." The third, Roman Day, the so-called French Switzerland, ratified the rejection on Swiss soil of the economic, commercial, and financial blockade imposed by the United States on the Caribbean island for more than 60 years, a siege intensified in the midst of the COVID-19 pandemic. In his presentation of the Cuba Unique campaign in Moscow, the Cuban Minister of Tourism, Juan Carlos Garcia, highlighted the importance the growing arrival of Russian tourists has for the island. In exclusive statements to Prensa Latina, Garcia, who heads the Cuban delegation to the Russia 2022 International Tourism and Travel Fair, referred to the role played by the historical ties that unite both peoples to achieve an increase in the so-called leisure industry. The Cuba Unica campaign is in itself a recognition of a people that, despite the difficulties, does not lose its smile and is a true host, said the tourism minister. The minister said that he was leaving Russia with the satisfaction of knowing that direct flights between this country and the Caribbean island will resume in the first days of October with a frequency of twice a week and, depending on demand, will increase the amount. Russian tourism has always remained among the top five largest emitters to Cuba, only surpassed by nearby markets such as Canada, explained the headline. And in the international agenda, we have that Uruguay is experiencing a 24-hour national strike called by the PITCNT, the workers' union, which added other supporters to the measure of pressure on the government of President Luis Lacalle Pou. The day before the National Union of Workers and Transport Workers, ordered the closure of urban transport trips in the capital from 7 p.m. local time. It was a sign of compliance with the cease of activities that the PITCNT proposed under the slogan "Against the Model of Inequality." The protest is also aimed at what they denounce as wage cuts, high costs, the rejected social security reform, in defense of public enterprises, and more budget for education, among other demands. There will be a partial shutdown of hospitals and medical centers, although on-call personnel will maintain services, according to the announcements made. Public schools and high schools will close their doors amid claims against the proposed governmental educational reform, and banking services will also be suspended. The day is expected to be a peaceful one without mass events, preceded by little coverage by the country's main media. Meanwhile, Mexican President Andrés Manuel López Obrador on Wednesday reiterated his country is not a colony of anyone, but a free, independent, and sovereign nation. Regarding the consultations on the free trade agreement proposed by Washington, the Mexican leader stated the adversaries are the ones who tried to tarnish and distort this relationship, and cleared up there has already been an understanding between the parties on dissenting views. López Obrador pointed out that Mexico accepts no subjugation relationship, since Mexico is not a U.S. colony or an associated state. We are independent and sovereign. And this is all for today. We'll be back tomorrow with more news on the Caribbean that unites us.